So we're going to go weiter on Yudal and Aleph, a brand new sugya. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Arifas Egla, the halacha is pertaining to a situation where a halal, a dead person, is found, and you're not sure who the murderer is. So the halacha is that Beis Din has to get involved and judge which city is responsible, and then a procedure on the by the area of the spring, an animal is killed at that point, and that achieves kapara for that area. So there is a whole procedure of the Egla Arufa process, not only the procedure of the actual Egla Arufa, which is the kapara. The carbon, let's call it, not really a classic carbon, but the medium towards kapara, but the judgment, the proximity, which area is responsible, which area is not. There's measurements that's going to be involved. There are a lot of different stages to decide even before to delineate which city is responsible to take care of this person that died in close proximity, or was killed in close proximity. So the Gemara says, Arifas Egla Bishloisha. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says on that, the bottom of Yudal Rabbat Aleph, by the two dots, Tanar Abonin, the Yotzu Zikhenecha, Bishoftecha, Zikhenecha Shnayim, Shoftecha Shnayim, Vein Bezden Shakal, Mosif on Aleon Erechad, Harikan Chamisha, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So a similar Gemara that we've seen in other cases, that Rabbi Yehuda has a different drasha, and Rabbi Yehuda comes to the conclusion that it's five. Anytime we see this concept of Ein Beis Din Shakal, we should always remind ourselves of Tosfos and Yavamis, that Tosfos and Yavamis has two deyas, whether or not Ein Beis Din Shakal, does that mean that there's some potential debate that the Dayanim could argue in this scenario, and therefore we need to tip the scales and make sure that there's an odd Beis Din. And the Rishonim, the Adramah over here, as he does in all the different sugyas that we had, the concept of Ein Beis Din Shakal, explains the possible debates that could exist. There's a machlokes where to measure from. Do you measure from the neck, or do you measure from the nostrils? Where do you measure from on the body? So they could be arguing about that. The Dayanim are discussing about that. Many different debates that is possible to need a Beis Din Shakal. Or Tosfos in the second day in Yevamos, a fundamentally different daya, says no, in Beis Din Shakal is a halacha in Beis Din. You need an odd number of Dayanim, even if there's no debate possible, which connects back all the way back to our discussion by Hataras Nedarim that we've spoken about many times, whether or not you can have a Beis Din of 10 Dayanim, like the story that I had in Florida, that when the Lubavitchers wanted 10 Dayanim for the Hataras Nedarim, would be totally on those 2 days. Is that halacha in Beis Din, or is it halacha in Hachra? Good. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Omer, Zekenecha Shnayim. No, Zekenecha Shnayim, Be'im Beis Din Shakal, Mosif on Aleihen Echad. Only three. Just Zekenecha. So the Gemara asks, Rav Shimon, Haishoftecha Mayavid Leit. So Rav Shimon asks, there's someone explaining to do. Rav Shimon ignores one of the drushes that Rabbi Yehuda used. Ha'umim Be'ilei, Lemiuchadim Shebeshoftecha. So the Gemara says, no, that is to tell me that this is not just any three. Says Rashi, Shumizikte Sanhedrin Gedolah. These three have to be three of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Again, this is Rabbi Chaim Brisker's Raya, that the Sanhedrin Gedolah is a license. Sanhedrin Gedolah is an identification card. It's something that exists even if you're not acting as one of the 71 Dayanim, and the 71 Dayanim are not actually paskening a halacha of the 71 Dayanim. We're walking around with a license that we have an identification that we represent the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and therefore we can identify as that in other areas that don't require 71 Dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Mizikne Zikenecha Nafka. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that it has to be from the Sanhedrin Gedolah, from a different drasha, Zikne Zikenecha. Rabbi Shimon Imi Zikne, if it would be from that drasha, Havamina Zikne Ashok, Kasar Achmana Zikenecha. So says Rabbi Yehuda, if it would say Zikne, so you would think any Zikenim. So therefore it says Zikenecha. Zikenecha, and if it would only say Zikenecha, Havamina Sanhedrin Tana. I would think Sanhedrin Tana, and not Sanhedrin Gedolah, Kasar Achmana, Vishoftecha. So that's why the Torah says both Zikenecha and Shoftecha. It's the same Miuchadim Shoftecha. Good. Just a little explanation. Why would you think it's the Sanhedrin Ketana? What does it have anything to do with Sanhedrin Ketana? So the answer is, because at the end of the day, this is Dine Nefoshos. This is, someone died over here. So that's why I would think Sanhedrin Ketana would be my first obvious stop to need a certain level of a Zaki. Rabbi Yehuda Gomer, Mizikne Zikne, Mivasamchu Zikne Eidem Es Yedeyem, Mala Holon Miuchadim Shveida, Afkan Miuchadim Shvezikanecha. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I wouldn't have gotten trapped in that issue because I would have had a Gzeira Shava. Just like when it comes to what? Smicha, you need Miuchadim Shveida. So too over here, when it's Arifa Sagegwa, there would be a Gzeira Shava. So I would need Miuchadim Shebe'edah from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So the Gemara says, E Aleph Leilif Kula Mehasam. So I don't understand. If you're learning from Smicha, what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion when it comes to Smicha? So this is the Gemara. Rashi says, the Gemara Le'el on Yud Gemo Mebeid, the Gemara on the Amid before. Tanar Banu V'samchu Zikne Yachol Zikne Yashuk. The smicha of the paralam davar, which is where Rabbi Yehuda is learning Gzeira Shava from, and those had to be what? The miuchadim shebeida, and that's why I don't need to learn it from shoftecha, but I'm learning it from Gzeira Shava of zikne, just like by smicha's paralam davar it says zikne, so too over here when it says zikne, it obviously means the Ayin Aleph, and therefore I don't need Rabbi Yehuda's drasha of Shoftecha. So ask the Gemara, if you have a Gzeira Shava, so then why don't you learn everything from there? Paralam Davar Jel Tzibur, you also said it was five Dayanin. You should just learn the number from there as well, and you don't need any drushas over here. If you have such a good Gzeira Shava, Ligmar Kula, may awesome! Let that be the source for your number of the Dayanim as well, ask the Gemara. If you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda's wrong and it's not Miuchadim Shebeshoftecha, but rather, it's to learn out a number. Why isn't the Gzeira Shava satisfactory to learn out the number as well? Your proof seems to kill your whole pshat. So the Gemara says, Zikenech b'shoftecha lamali, why do I need two psukim in the pasuk of Elach Egra Rufa? So the Gemara rejects everything it suggested. Gemara says, you're 100% right. Gemara says, if, again, Rabbi Yehuda learns Zikenech and Shoftecha to teach you that you need four and aim bez nishok mosif and olay and echad. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says, no, I don't like that drasha. Shoftecha to teach you the criteria, the type, the quality of the dayanim has to be miuchadim shebeshoftecha, has to be the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says back, no, I have another drasha Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph because I can learn a gzeira shavah of zikne from the smicha of paralam davar shel tzibur that I said on Yud Gimel Mabez needs to be the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Since the Gemara, such a good drasha, why do you need Ziknech and Shoftech anymore to be a source of numbers? Just learn it from a Gzeira Shava that just like over there was five and qualified individuals of the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, so to over here it's five and qualified individuals. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elavav v'shoftecha liminyana. You're right. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that it has to be qualified individuals, not from Gzeira Shava? Because that got me into trouble, says the Gemara. You have to be chayzer. Rather, how is he darshaning another set of four, of two to make five? Is he learns a vav? Vav is he darshens the vav. Elavav shotech liminyan of Rabbi Shimon vav lo darish, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshen the vav, so therefore he's stuck with two. So the Tosos here points out that in the bottom Tosos that it's not accurate that Rabbi Shimon never darshens vav. It's some of the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara just says here he was lo darish, but it's not that Rabbi Shimon has a klal that vav lo mashmalei. The Gemara could have said vav lo mashmalei. What does vav tell me? No, Rabbi Shimon in other areas of Shas, as Tosas points out, does darshen a vav, but Rabbi Shimon over here doesn't darshen the vav for whatever reason, so it's not necessarily a global machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon about darshening vav. Sometimes you have Rabbi Yehuda not darshening vav, and sometimes you have Rabbi Shimon darshening a vav. So that's not it all came down to whether or not over here the vav was darshened. Elameata asked the Gemara two lines from the bottom. V'yatsu shnayim umadudu shnayim l'Rabbi Yehuda hare tisha. L'Rabbi Shimon Shiva, says the Gemara, one second, you are not counting all the verbs in the Pasuk. The verbs in the Pasuk, if you're actually reading carefully, would add up to an entirely different number. Four more for Rabbi Yehuda, and four more for Rabbi Shimon. And it would mean 9 or 7, and that's not accurate. So why don't you darshan biyatsu and umadadu? Biyatsu that the zkenim, that the Sanhedrin has to go out. They have to schlep out of the Lishkas HaGozes and go out to this town where this nebuch, this crime scene is being, you know, the yellow tape. But mamish, what's going on? The yellow tape, do not pass beyond here unless you're FBI. So over here, unless you're the Sanhedrin Gedolah, you cannot come into the crime scene because they're biyatsu. And umadadu, and they have to measure. So why aren't we darshaning all those to add to the numbers of the dayanim if the verbs are adding to the numbers? So the Gemara, no. It's a very different drasha. Ahumi boyle lechadisanya v'yatsu hein v'lo shluchan umadadu shafilu nimtza ba'alil le'ir tzaruch la'asoik b'medida. Rashi says, the Yatsu is darshaning what? That they have to go out and they can't send a messenger. And Umadadu is darshaning what? That, Rashi says, the Mefursim Lakol Shekarov Hulair Zu Mikol Ayaros, even if it looks clear that it's coming from this city as opposed to any other cities, still they should do the Medida, they should do the measure. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is, we have already other drushas from the Yatsu and Umadadu, and therefore that didn't now add to the number of the Dayanim, so we're back to our number 3 according to Rabbi Shimon, and we're back to our number 5 according to Rabbi Yehuda. There are no additional drushas. What's interesting is that the Minchas Chinuch, commenting on this Gemara, reads this Gemara very literally. The Gemara says, "V'yatsu." Before we get to the Minchas Chinuch, let's go back to the first phrase of the Gemara. Let's go in order. "Varifas egla begim." So, what does that mean? "Arifas egla begim." If we really literally translate the Gemara, that would mean that what? The actual egla arufa, the actual killing of that animal, has to be either with 3 dayanim or with 5 dayanim from the miyuchadim shebeshoftecha, from the Sanhedrin Gedola. That's the way I would have learned the Gemara. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, Arifas Egla. That's the title of our shir. Comes along Tosos, the Ran, and all of the Rishonim, and say we got it all wrong. We titled the shir wrong. Says Tosos, Arifas Egla, Arifa Lav Dafka, Tap Tosos. Oh. Arifa Lav Dafka. The medida hu dahav yebegimel. The measurement is with these 3 dayanim. Kedisnan the perek egla arufa gimel mi bezden agodosh b'shrayim ayoyitzin. V'hoder ktani, and then the Mishnah in Saita says nifteru zikne Yerushalayim v'holchu zikne oisei ha'ir u'mevi'en egla arufa v'hasam like tani gimel. Says Tosfos, and I'll tell you that it's a proof to what I'm saying, because actually, Tosfos says, the Sanhedrin Gedola and the people that are coming from the Lishkas HaGozes are not the ones who are actually being the Egla Arufa. It's the Sanhedrin Tana of that year that is now responsible to actually take care of the Kapara and bring the Egla Arufa. What?
Otherwise, why do you have to measure?
No, but I'm just saying, okay, you would have to measure, but if originally my initial reaction to this Gemara was that the Sanhedrin Gedola was also the ones bringing the Egla Arufa. That was the debate between the 3 and the 5. Really? Who is bringing...
Who is actually...
Not the measurement. In addition to the measurement, I thought for sure it's at least the bringing of the Egla Arufa. Says Tosfos, no, Egla Arufa here is just a title. But really, we only need the Sanhedrin Agdola for the Medida aspect. But for the actual Egla Arufa, that was shipped off. The responsibility was to that year, once you deciphered, which city the person who was murdered actually came from and where it happened. However, if you look at the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be that the Rambam learned like that. This Rambam is in the Rambam in Sanhedrin, which is not the one with Perek Chi, the other side. Sanhedrin, Perek Hei, Alocha, Hei, says the Rambam, clearly the Rambam learned what? The Rambam learned that our Gemara was literally ala arifas ha'egla. The Rambam learned that we're debating, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan are actually debating how many dayanim are needed from the Sanhedrin Gedola for the actual arifas ha'egla. If the Rambam held like Taisus, the Rambam should say that. So if the arifas ha'egla is needing five, like the Rambam's passing, like Rabbi Yehuda, which is also interesting, not like Rabbi Shimon. So how much do you need for Medida? Rambam doesn't tell us. Comes along the Radvaz, and you'll have to believe me on this because it's a little fuzzy, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam's, the Radvaz, it's about halfway down the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, V'afal gav de legabe medidas hacholol bo'i kol sanhedri gdola. The Rambam not only disagrees with Tosfos, the Rambam holds, and for Medida, you want to know how much you need for Medida? You need to schlep out every one of the 71 Dayanim, at least according to the Radvaz. That's an unbelievable machlokas. Not only can you not have messengers here, but the Rambam holds for the measurement part. I don't have any Gemara that sells elsewhere, right? Only the debate in the Gemara is by the Arifas Ha'egla, but the fact that there's no debate when it comes to the Medida, the measurement, says the Rambam, that obviously means you need everyone. It's all 71. You don't need Miyuchadim Shebeshoftecha. There's no special license over here, identification card. It's a halacha that's Tully and Bezdin. We go back to the regular rules of Bezdin, and you schlep all 71 out for the measurement. Wow. Unbelievable. What? Sanhedrin. No, Hail Sanhedrin. We got that right, Garufa. Yeah? to get them all. How do they measure on? How do you measure with 71 Jews?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you got a psak of a bezdin either. Right. It's true. I mean, I guess it was. I mean, in most cases, it probably was clear. There was like, I mean, saying you couldn't argue with facts. We took the measurements out. We took the tape measure, and everyone was showing, and we all see it. One guy's doing it, yeah. One guy's pulling. I would assume so. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they all have to hold it together. It's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. But I would imagine that not everyone has to like hold on to the rope. But that would be fascinating if that was the case. Okay. So that's just a technical machlokes, just in the way the Rambam quotes our halacha. But really, the pashtus of the Gemara does sound like that. But then if you go further, based on the halachas that we just said before, it comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says, so the Gemara got out of 7 and 9 in the last line, that v'yatsu, the Sanhedrin Gedola v'yatsu, hein v'lo shlucha. They can't send a messenger out to go out. They need to go out themselves. But says the Minchas Chinuch, what about Madadu? It's not for the Chashuv Rabbanim in long coats and long beards to measure. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara never said hein v'lo shluchan when it comes to umadadu. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, you could have a Bezdin's assistant or rabbinic intern for the Bezdin Hagadol to do the medida. It's not appropriate. But the other Rishonim, the Meiri writes Beferish, no, just like the Gemara says, V'yotzu is hein v'lo shluchan, so that's also including the purpose for them to be yotze, which is the Medida. The Medida is the tachlis of the Yitzia, and therefore the Drasha is hein v'lo shluchan. I'd like to talk about that for a second, possibly explain what that debate is all about, and why they are debating this halacha. Yeah. Yeah.
There's two verbs So presumably, the whole discussion of the Gemara is referring to the Yatsu and Madadu.
Right.
Right? So Yatsu is vague, Madadu is not vague.
Right.
So presumably, the discussion would be on Madadu as well. So I don't understand why the Rambam Shita is saying, no, this whole discussion has nothing to do with Madadu at all.
No. The Ram is talking about the beginning of the Gemara. Zekenecha and Sheftecha. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, but also in that Parsha, you have Yatsu and Madu, and the Gemara says...
No, forget about what else. I mean, also in that Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk says that. So basically...
Yeah, but Lamaisa, we're not using those Pasukim.
No, so you don't have to be Dorish the word of Madu. The word is in the Pasuk. It's in the context of the Pasuk. I mean,
right.
You're learning these things as to how many you need, what's the context of that? Madu.
No. The context is the parsha of Egla Rufa.
Yeah.
That's the context of the sugya. Then the Gemara says, oh, and one of the verbs used in that parsha of Egla Rufa is umadadu, so why aren't you adding that on? So the Gemara says, no, that was to teach something else.
So not to add on to say you need additional dayan, but to say what...
That was the Gemara's kasha.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying what is the context of the pasuk? The pasuk is the measure. That's the context. So now you're learning how many you need from, you know, two and then Shabbat, saying, but what's that in reference to? That's,
I mean, the pasuk goes on and talks about the chiyuv of the hakrav of the Egla Rufa as well.
That's the next pasuk. That's not this. I mean, in this pasuk.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on in this pasuk. So.
Well, what are the other things going on in the pasuk?
The hakrav of the Egla Rufa.
Not. No, I mean, that's not this pasuk. I mean, that's
you're that. So you're asking, how could the Rambam learn it as Egla Rufa?
I'm saying you have two ways to look at this. I'm saying Tosfos' way seems.
But even Tosis didn't prove it from the Psukim. Yeah, I think Chazal understood that when there are the Gemara, the Torah says Dayanim in a context of a Parsha. And the Parsha is learnt out for a certain din. So what do you need a Bezdin for? What do you need Dayanim for? So Tosis says you need it for Medida. Tosis says you need that for Medida. And for that actual Egla Rufa, that's something else. That someone else is going to take care of it. The Rambam says, no, that those words in those psukim, those drushas are sources for the actual Egla Rufa itself. That's the part, meaning that's one of the contexts of the psukim as well. I don't know if, I understand what you're saying, but the kasha is that one really has to analyze what is this drusha. Hain v'lo shlucha. What is the nature of this drasha? Suddenly, you know, the first time in Sanhedrin, we have a drasha that, by the way, we have a drasha for Bezdin, and it shouldn't be their shliach. Like, well, of course it shouldn't be their shliach. Like, we need Bezdin. And we need whatever qualifies as Bezdin. We need the Bezdin HaGodol. So, Abad, the shliach not going to qualify for what we need. What? Suddenly we need to darshan. And it means them and not the shliach. Obviously, that's what we're getting over here. That's what we're getting. So the yatsa v'lo shlucha. Well, of course, that's the halacha that they're necessary for. What is this drasha that suddenly the Chazal have to tell us v'yatsu v'hem v'lo shlucha? It seems anti Sanhedrinic. It seems like what's the havamina that shluchim could work by the parsha of Egla Arufa? And by the medida of Egla Rufa. Of course it's Na'im Lo Shluchan. You think you could just get the janitor to take care of this business for you? We have drushers over here that now are taking care of it.
The function of the basin is the pasuk.
Right.
The medida is just data.
Oh.
Why can't that be
anything? Oh. Excellent. That's exactly where I wanted to go. So I want to introduce the following issue. There is a Tesis Rid. A very, very famous Tesis Rid. That's a very sadistic Tesis Rid in the world of Lomdus. That asks a very, very important question. We have a concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamosa. Ask the Tesis Rid. Yesh Makshin. In Kiddushin Mem Beis and Mem Beis. Yesh Makshin. Im Kein. If there's a concept of Shlichus, it's on the second Zirat, on the first side. Resh Pei Beis. Actually, Resh Pei Aleph, I'm sorry. Yesh Makshin, there are those that ask. Im kein l'chol dvar mitzvah. You ever ask this question? Jerome, you have the Shlichus Shel Adam Kamoso. We have Psukim for Shlichus Shel Adam Kamoso. Why can't you point the Shliach to put tefillin on for you tomorrow? You can't make it. You have an appointment earlier. So Shlichus Shel Adam Kamoso. You can have a guy marry a woman for you. You can have a guy mafresh truma for you. You can have a guy be makriv a carbon pesach for you. So why can't you have a guy put on tefillin for you? Why can't you have a guy, if you have to go to a carnival in Yehopitzville on Sukkot, he should go into the sukkah for you? Why not? Shluchos olam kamoso. What's the problem? Zok the Tosis read. Ish makshim imkin l'chol dvar mitzvah yol ha-shliach. V'yoymer odom l'chaviru shev b'sukkah ba'avuri. Hanach tefillin ba'avuri. Do it on my behalf. V'lav milsihi. Sha'mitzvah shechivu amokom lasos begufo. Heyach hi poter hu al yidei shlucho v'hu lo yasekho. Bevadai begerishin u'bekidushin mahan. Ki hu amegarish v'lo ashliach. Shema shekosav beget ana ploini patarts ploinis v'cheinam ya'ish v'lami u'mukadeshes ki imlo v'hi ishto. V'chein truma hu nosin atarim iperusof. V'chein pesach hu ochlo v'al shmo yushoch v'yizorek adam. Ava besuka hochanami yochol loymer shlucho ase lusuka v'hu yoshivah. Aval im yasher b'chaveiro lo kiyim hu klum. V'cheimula v'tzitzis v'chol hamitzis. Now that says the Tosis Rit. There is something called mitzvahs shebegufo. Mitzvahs shebegufo, there is no shlichus. That's b'kitzer what the Tosis Rit says. Now, the last two words of this Tosis Rit have a lot of ramifications. V'chol hamitzvahs. Okay, what does that mean, v'chol hamitzvahs? How far does that extend to v'chol hamitzvahs? What, a lot of the lists that he said that do include shlichus are mitzvahs. Pesach's a mitzvah. Truma's a mitzvah. Why is that not the same as his v'chol hamitzvahs? What exactly is the divide and the situation where the Tosfos Rit is saying there is no shlichus when it comes to mitzvahs, and there is shlichus when it comes to get, karbonis, truma? What is the Tosfos Rit driving at? So clearly the Tosfos Rit said, shechive amokom lasos beguf. So, there is a Ktsais HaChoshen. At the Ktsais HaChoshen, makes this Tosfos Rit very famous. And the Ktsais HaChoshen wanted to defend a psak of the Shach. That the Shach is of the opinion that a father, it's really no gay to this week's parasha, that a father does not have the ability to be mamane a shliach to be mal his son. That's the Shach. The Shach argues on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, like we do, we always tell the Mo'el, please be my shliach in my mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, this week's parasha, being mal his son Yitzchak. And the Shach says that there is no shlichus. But the Shach doesn't explain why there's no shlichus. So says the Ktsais HaChoshen in Siman Shin Pei Beis, he says, because it's a mitzvah shevagufo like the Tosfos Rit. That's what the Ktsais HaChoshen says. Now, I remember, this was years ago, I don't know, it must have been 15 years ago, I remember I was sitting in the Rosh Chodesh here, and we were talking about this, and he was arguing with me about this very point. And we went, it was a long time, it went after Shia, we were arguing, and now I chapped what we, so I was saying this Ktsais HaChoshen over, that any time the Torah was makbid, that you should be the Osa HaMaisa, that you should be the active party, the one who does the mitzvah, that's also what the Tosfos Rit meant, that it's a mitzvah shebegufo. And Rabbi Shechter was saying back to me, and Rabbi Shechter was saying, no, a mitzvah shebegufo means, what's the other pshat in the Tosfos Rit? Mitzvah shebegufo means you can't put tefillin on for me because the Rabbanu Shalom wanted what? Not that he wanted you to be the Bala Maisa, you to be the active party, but rather he wanted what? The tefillin to sit on your rosh. The tefillin to sit on your body. Mitzvah literally. Shebegufo, it's sitting on you. So therefore, Rabbi Shechter said, it doesn't make sense to apply it to Mila. That can't be the pshat in Mila. And then I realized years later, we were going, mamish, back and forth. No, it means even outside of where it's applicable to your actual body. It means where the Torah wanted you to be active. The Torah says you should do it and not he should do it. So therefore it's a hafka and shlichus also. And that's the pshat in the shach, says the Ktsais in Siman Shin Pei Beis to defend. Then I realize the Ktsos himself has this contradiction, and his Soser himself, these two debates. In Simen Kufpei Beis, the Ktsos quotes our Tosis Rid, and he says exactly like Rabbi Shechter. He says, you know what it means to be Mitzvah Shebegufo as opposed to all other areas that Shlichus is applicable? It means a mitzvah that's on your goof. And therefore, it's not applicable to Mila, and it's nothing to do with our Parsha, and it's not a defense of the Shach, that you can't be Mamana, a Shliach, to do a Maisa Mila. But what? In Shin Pei Beis, the Ktsos contradicts himself, and he says that other Pshat, and he says that no, certain times, certain mitzvahs, when the Ktsos is rid, the Ktsos says, V'chol ha-mitzvahs, those last two words, what he was trying to say is, not just mitzvahs that are on your goof, but any mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Sholem wanted you to be the person who's active, as opposed to someone else who's being active. So if you take that other Ktsos, and you understand that there are certain mitzvahs, not only mitzvahs that are on resting on your body, but certain mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Sholem said, you have to do it. The mitzvah itself is to be active, is to be involved. That's what a mitzvah, that's part of the definition of what a mitzvah shebegufo is. The Rebbeinu Sholem wanted that the father should be mal. Okay, lamaisa, we paskin like the Ramah, and even if we didn't paskin like the Ramah, there's no etzah to do like the Shach. The Shach was obviously talking to a person. I remember I told my brother, who was a surgeon, I said, you know, according to the Shach, you have to do the Mila. I remember when he had his son, you have to do the Mila because this is your mitzvah according to the Chumrah of the Shach. We don't paskin like that. The Minhag HaOlam is not like that, but it's obviously only relevant to a person who knows how to do a Mila or has the capability to do a Mila. Otherwise, you know, there's no options. But when a father has the opportunity, so says the Shach, you shouldn't be Mamana Shliach, because, says the Ktsos, in defense of the Shach, perhaps the Tosfos Rid's analysis of Mitzvah Shebegufo would even apply to Mitzvah Shebemila. Under that line of reasoning, perhaps, that's also the suggestion over here as well. Perhaps the Gemara is not only just telling us a Hechi Timtza, and just, by the way, just remember, Shluchas doesn't apply over here. Shlichus doesn't apply over here. This is magdir, the nature of what medida is. Medida is not collecting data. Medida is not a hechitimsa to figure out where the ear is. Medida is a hisatkus of the bezdin, of the yotsu, to make sure to be involved in this issue, in this crime scene. We have to make a commotion about this. We have to stand up and we have to go out of our comfort zone, out of our lishkas agazis, out of here, and we have to be the active party to be moedid. And mamish make a hak in klal yisrael. And that's exactly what the Gemara is telling us. The yotsu hein v'loy shluchon, and the Meiri says, and that's part and parcel of the medida. Medida also is loy v'loy shluchon. Because the Yitzhi and the Medida is what? Is Bidafka that Bezdin HaGobel has to be there. Because it's not just the Hechsher. It's not just the Hechi Timtza. And what's the Raya? What's the proof that this is not just the Hechi Timtza, that there's another goal of the Medida? Read the next line of the Gemara. Sha'afilu Nimtza Ba'alil Le'ir Tzarech Lasek B'Medina. Tzarech Lasek B'Medina. Even if, says Rashi, it's Yodua, it's Mefursam, the guy is sitting a block away from the closest city. We know it's not near Tel Aviv for another how many miles. Yet what? Bezdin has to come out. Bezdin has to do the Medina. They have to schlep out. Nimtza Ba'alil. Why? You know why? Tzarech Lasek B'Medida. The Esek of Medida is what's going to accomplish. Listen to the Chinuch. Listen to the Chinuch when he talks about the purpose. The purpose of this halach, mishor she mitzvah, kidei she yisoyer leiv kol ha'am bir oisam es ha-maisa ha-godol hazeh, asif ha-ziknei ha-ir g'doylea, v'yikhu parash v'yibayim g'doyla v'yelchu ba-asifa, hu ba-amon she-akol ha-feitzim lirois. Everyone's going to be watching, matzav, everything, all the media, look where the g'doylim, the tzadikim, they're going out to do. We want a hack. We want that it should create a commotion.
And anyone who has any evidence, anyone who knows about it, it's going to come out. We're going to get the facts now. And therefore, number one, we're going to figure out who's responsible. Says the Chinuch, and even without finding out who's responsible criminally, there's a toyeles that this should happen in public. Pirsum agodol ki chafetz has kainim va'anshi adas yiu limtzar ritzeach limka mimenu nimkas hanirtzach kain v'chein matzas gedaram. They're demonstrating to everyone that what we are interested in taking care of justice and finding out who's responsible, and we're not just going to be lazy about this, and we're not just going to sit back about this.
Otherwise, there was no red light. I think that's the core of the mitzvah.
What do you mean?
I mean, why would you do an egla ufa? Why would you do all, again, what you said, why would you do all of this commotion?
So the commotion, we're not talking about the egla ufa, we're talking about,
I'm talking about the
medida, is not just to collect data, but it's a tachlis on its own.
Yeah.
And the raya is that the Gemara is telling you, even when you have the facts, and you know it already, still to do it. Mitzvah lasik v'medida, and what? That's where it's appropriate for the Gemara to have a drasha to tell me, hein v'lo yishluch. Because you would have thought that maybe there would be a tzad shlichus over here. It should be under the auspices of Beis Din HaGadol. We should authorize the jeep that goes out there and judges. No! Azat Tosfos Rid! It's a mitzvah shel hagufo! It's a mitzvah that they should be involved! Shlichus doesn't apply over here! V'chein l'chol ha-mitzvah! A mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants bedafka you to be involved with. Kein l'ktsoyz ha-choshen saying that by Mila, he wants your hisaskus involved. He wants certain times, he wants you to do the mitzvah. For whatever reason over here, we want Beis Din to get their hands dirty. We want Beis Din to get involved. And for Haraya, even if we have the facts, we want Beis Din to be involved. In Kain, that number one explains why the Me'iri, the Pshat and the Me'iri, that the Yitzia and the Medida is also Hein V'lo Yishluchon, wasn't Dafka the Yitzia. And it also answers why suddenly here we have a drasha about what? Hein V'lo Yishluchon, the first time in the whole Sanhedrin, suddenly we have a Hava Amina, and that's what the Gemara is telling you, because it fits with the whole flow of the Gemara of Hein V'lo Yishluchon, Zafilu Nimtza Ba'alil, and it fits with the Sefer HaChinuch telling us there's a whole new tachlis here, and not just collect data, and perhaps it's exactly what the Tosfos Rid is saying, that there are certain mitzvahs that we want the Beis Din themselves to be the Bala Mitzvah over here, to be the people that are Oisik in the Mitzvah, and the Yitzia and the Mitzvah are actually connected. One more thing. Give me one more second. One more thing that you answer with this question. The Rambam never brings down this halacha of Hein V'lo Yishluchon. The Gemara says it over here. The Rambam never brings this down. So the Pri Chodesh points out, it's not a kasha on the Rambam. Because this is just a giloy on what the nature of the mitzvah is. Yitzia and Medida, Hein V'lo Yishluchon is just magdir to us that we meant what we meant. That this is the Egla Rufa. So Mamela, the fact that the Gemara was just, according to what we're saying right now, the Gemara was just saying, don't think that this is just collecting data, but rather what it means is that they should actually be Moedid. Okay, now the Gemara told us, the Gemara has to tell us, Hein V'lo Yishluchon. But once you know what the nature of the halacha is, once you know that we're mean business, that the Beis Din, and the Rambam tells us the Beis Din should be Moedid, and we understand that this is just being Magdir, what Medida is, so the Rambam doesn't even have to tell us that it's Hein V'lo Yishluchon, it's Pashut. Yeah.
It's not a Masa Beis Din, but it requires
it. It's not a
Masa Beis Din.
It's not a deliberation of Beis Din, right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's like similar to what I'm trying to say in the Tosfos Rid. It's Ke'ein, a mitzvah shebegufo that's not on the guf, but that the Beis Din themselves have a mitzvah to be involved and to be mamish like the, it really is the lashon of the Gemara. Tzorach la'asoik b'medida. They have to have an asek in the medida. Even if it's not necessarily because of the data, because of the outcome, because of what we're going to find out, but this is a mitzvah that's going to have a toeles, and that's why specifically over here, we're going to highlight that shluchu shel adam kamoso will not apply. Because Beis Din has to go out there, and Beis Din has to go and be involved in this maisa, even if it's not for the information. Yeah.
I think it doesn't even mean that if the basis, if the dilemma themselves can't do, are not the experts of medida,
do not think that they could write. They could rely on anyone else, right? Because that wouldn't create that piercing. Think so. I think so. Or they have to actually do the medida. The pashtus is they have to do the medida. You have to know what, meaning when someone else is pulling, it's kind of like what Maury was asking before. When someone else is pulling the tape measure and I see the numbers, is that not my medida? I think, you know, I think it's also my medida. I have to be involved in the medida process. This is something that we require Bezdin, that they should be involved. And there's a, This is ultimately going to make a roshim on all Klal Yisrael of Bezdin's search for justice. Yeah, Yeshikayach.